Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Keep on waking. Real funny. Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, look at that. The world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey, is here. 1-800-827-GARY. 1-800-827-GARY. Hi, Gary.
Hey, good morning.
We haven't actually talked since last weekend. How did everything go?
It was great. Everything sold out. Busy, having fun. Got a lot of people lit up. Got rid of a lot of dark energies. Taught a lot of people how to meditate. It was wonderful. It was great.
Did a big show Saturday night at Bally's.
Right.
Sold out. Couldn't find another seat. Then Sunday, did a full workshop. How many people did you do for this one? Because I've seen him do 40, which is workable. And then if he gets pressed, how many did you have on this one?
This one was probably like about 100, I think.
Oh my god!
It was full.
It's almost too many. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's almost too many to be able to work.
It was great, though. I mean, you know, the people were so wonderful. I mean, I don't think I've ever had such a nice bunch of people that were just really all in one, you know, being one with each other. I never saw so many spiritual gifts come down at one time. It was really, really healing for me and for everyone, I think. And so it was great. It was just really, really great.
And just a little behind the scenes. Gary and I haven't hung out in forever. So we were going to go to dinner Friday night. It was going to be awesome. Uh-huh. Did you cook?
I had this great dinner for you that you didn't get to go to. But I had fun. You know, Angela was there and Matt and you know, we had fun. Dino was there. So we had a great time.
Summer Girls Dino?
Yeah.
Or your Dino?
Oh, no, my Dean.
Your Dean.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Dean. And so, but it was really, really fun. I had the, you know, my favorite barbecue, and I'm a barbecue connoisseur. I'm actually opening a barbecue restaurant, and I just love barbecue. You know, being from the South, you do. And so there's the greatest barbecue joint in the world that I love, and I buy all their spices, but they're in Las Vegas, and it's called Roadkill Barbecue.
Yep,
and
we love them.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. And so that's what we had at your dinner that you didn't get to go to.
Yeah. My mother-in-law broke her hip. And I fully expected Gary to go, look, you know I can tell if you're lying.
Right.
but he didn't, and it was fine. Let's get to you guys here. 1-800-827-GARY. 1-800-827-GARY. I relate to this a bit, Catherine. How long do you feel like stuff's just kind of been sideways for you?
For about 6 months now. It's like one thing after another, and it's just not giving up. It's just continuous things happening.
What kind of stuff?
Recently, for instance, on Friday the 13th, randomly on the 215, a 71-pound box chandelier fell in front of my new car.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my God. Everybody okay?
Yeah, everything's okay. My car literally went through it. The bumper, my grill is cracked and everything. And it's just like, just one thing after another. It's like nothing. It's just random bad things.
Is this any more difficult than just kind of clearing her out, Gary?
What it amounts to is, I can clear her. And that's easy to do because she's on this channel, this vibration of you know, sort of fear. And this comes from either mother or older lady figure. Who would that be? Mother, mother-in-law, older lady? Who's the fear person?
The fear person?
This would be somebody who's always thinking something's going to happen.
That's definitely my mother.
Right. I thought so. And so she's actually mojoing you into this dimension. And so sometimes this can happen. And so you, in other words, you don't have a spell on you from, you know, Madame Lasagna or something. You've got your mother hexing you. And so, I'm just clearing this off of you. And so you're going to feel a whole, there we go. See, now look how light you feel. Totally different thing. Like you can breathe. Feel that feeling?
Yeah.
So, that's weird, right? Now you feel warm all down your back. I feel your whole face opening, you know, getting lighter. And see, what happens is, see, sometimes when you have these negative projections from somebody who's obsessive compulsive, your mom's a little obsessive compulsive, right?
She is. She definitely is.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not saying she's a bad person. I'm just saying she's programmed a little goofy here. So you got to get her to stop thinking negative thoughts about you. Like, oh my God, this is going to happen to you. Oh my God, be careful of that. Be careful of this. You know, cause she's mojoing. And that goes really for everybody. Cause it works like that. But I cleared this energy off of you that was really sort of bringing you bad luck. And now feel your head feels warm inside. Strange feeling, right?
It is. Yeah.
See? Weird. You'll be all right. Yeah, there we are. The mother mojo. Okay.
The mother mojo. Thank you, Gary.
Yeah and don't good question luck. It. Just keep moving forward. What'd you just say?
No, so do we have the same mom? Oh, my God.
Why, your mother's an angel.
She is an angel, but she's paranoid, and I feel like I get a vibe from her all the time because I'm neurotic all the time, especially right after I talk to her. It calms me to know that I'm talking to my mom, but then I become weirdly neurotic about everything.
Can you clear that, Gary? I mean, literally.
Yeah.
For all of us?
Yeah, and that really does happen. And the most common people that you get the mojo from is the people closest in, like a mom, a spouse, a family member. And so I'm just clearing this off of you. There it goes, and there it went. See, now your sinus is open, so you can breathe through your nose. Different feeling.
Yeah.
But or maybe instead of talking to your mom every 2 hours, you cut the cord and grow up and live your own life.
Hey.
Easy.
I don't talk to you. I don't try to correct
rough.
your cold heart. Okay, I don't try to correct that.
I'll tell you this.
Do you have
my
something
mom,
for that, Gary? Can you correct his
no,
cold, icy heart?
No, he can't because I choose to have it on purpose. I just want to say this real quick. If my mom caused me anxiety, I just wouldn't talk to her as much. That's all I'm saying.
Because you do talk to her twice a day. We established that before. Is that still true?
Well, that's so.
Although I only talked to her once yesterday, and it was very fleeting. It was only like a 2-minute conversation.
And again, who calls who?
In your face.
Who calls who?
I did it yesterday. Yeah.
Ooh, sick burn, dude.
Yeah.
Sick.
I have no comeback.
Burn.
Continue on.
Meanwhile, Lance is like, can somebody please help me over here?
Shut up.
Oh, you're screwing around. No, this is great. And this, it comes up a lot. Lance, this pops up a lot at shows. It's why I'm really bummed that I missed last Saturday, because it's always fun to see the people come out of the woodwork that go, hey, there's something to this. So please tell Gary your story.
Well, keep in mind, I was, before my daughter, was a total disbeliever in psychic ability. But my daughter is 19 years old, and throughout her life she has had moments where she predicts stuff, like just brings it up, like usually something tragic usually is the key, but she's told us the tires were going to blow out while we were driving. She called before our family dog passed away and said, go look where Elvis is and see where he's at. And we went in the room and he was gone. But she's just in tune, but it's not like she has control over it. So I was just wondering, what could she do to cultivate that to be more in tune?
Well, you know, here's the way it works. It's really easy. She just has to meditate a little bit. And even if you go to GarySpivey.com, at the end of every little podcast, there's a meditation. And if she just follows along with my voice when I'm meditating, because I'm in the space, if I say, look up, you're in a higher dimension, I'm in a higher dimension. So she'll actually empath that and go there much easier by doing that meditation with me. And so, that's what workshops are. That's what retreats are. I'm in Ojai, California today. I'm getting ready for a big spiritual retreat this weekend. But if she came to a retreat, she would learn how to do everything. But as I see, she's really super gifted, and she has really what I call the gift of healing. She's able to touch other people with her light and her abilities and her sort of discernment. She can sort things out and tell people the truth, and really heal other people. So she's very much a healer. I think she's going to do great in life, too. I see a lot of success around her.
Yeah, she is. She is somebody that puts other people in a good mood when she talks to them and puts them on a different plane. She just is one of those people.
She's got it. And so, but she would just meditate a little bit more. I just cleared a little dark energy off of her and a little bit off of you. And I see the beautiful vision of a sunshine, which is a heaven on earth dimension vision on her and on you. And so that's the reason so you can feel your chest get slightly warm right now. And so now your feet. And so so she's amazing. Yeah, just have her meditate. That's what you do.
Well, I thank you very much.
Hey, Lance, what do you think about maybe a little, 5.5-hour road trip this weekend? Just saying.
Well, you know, I mean, she lives up in northern Utah, so it's her that I got to bring to a retreat. So.
No, that's I thought she was, you know, like that she lived here, and I was like, maybe you guys jump in the car and you go to Omaha.
Yeah, right.
Might be worth it, but obviously.
Yeah, but and even if she wants to come to a retreat, I'll give you guys a free retreat if you come.
Wow.
So there we are.
Oh, one of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, buddy.
That's amazing.
Have a great day.
All right.
All right, we'll see you. That just made me feel good. You know what I mean? Like I got a real positive feeling out of that. Yeah. Miranda, this is very interesting. And when I read that, okay, so stupid and such a white guy thing to think, because it says your visa is about to, and I couldn't tell what else it said, and so I thought you were having credit card problems. That's this
kind of, well, that too. But.
That would be really easy.
That's funny.
So your visa is about to expire.
Yes. So I was brought here when I was like 6 or 7. I was like very, very, very young. So this is all I know. So recently, Trump, or actually Obama, passed the Dream Act, which is DACA. So if you were brought here at a young age and you're not here legally because the laws are very, very strict. So I was able to finally go to college and finally able to get, finally work. And I mean, I was able to get a driver's license. So like for most people, it's like, well, that's not special. But to me, it meant a lot. I was like, I'm legal. So Trump came in and he's saying that he's going to take that stuff for everybody else.
And we all know the story. Is the question whether you're going to be able to stay?
Yeah, because they're saying that they're going to start sending people back.
Sure.
And that
when does your visa expire?
I was able. Well, actually, it expires within 2 years. But they say that after that, I can renew. I can. And if I want to become legal, I will have to leave the country for 10 years.
Yikes.
I can't do that.
Gary, what do you see?
Well, I don't think that this will happen to her. This could happen to other people, but her particular situation, I see her not having to go through all that. And so I feel like you're very angelically led. I see a grandmother, I guess it's a grandmother, great-grandmother, older lady with you on the other side. That's your angel. And I see your golden home being America. And so I get a vision of America. I see it, it's lit up in gold light for you. I think you're going to be incredibly lucky in your life as you have been. And so I don't see that outcome for you long term. Don't see it at all. And the more times I say I don't see it, the warmer you feel inside your body. You can feel that. See, you're very, very intuitive. Yeah, honey, you're going to be okay. That's not going to be your fate, okay?
What about my brother? Is he going to be okay?
He'll be more than okay. He's got the dumbest luck in the world, so he'll be.
He does.
That's funny.
He does.
Okay.
That's great.
Well, thank you guys so much. That really puts me at ease.
Good
luck.
Good luck.
That's the hope.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right then. 1-800-827 Gary. 1-800-827 G A R Y. Davey won't give me any more phone calls, Gary. So I guess we're done.
Yep.
All right. Okay.
He told me that was it. He said, that's all. I don't get any more. That's all. All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
And good luck this weekend. Man, I'll tell you what. Last minute, if you could get out to Ojai, California, I'm not kidding. Number one, they say that there are seven, and then now they've come up with more, but there are seven main, like, vortexes, okay, as it were, of spiritual energy on the planet. And Ojai is one of them.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of why Gary's posted up there. Ojai, Santa Barbara, kind of in that neighborhood. And so he's having a retreat this weekend. Go to GarySpivey.com. Get details. According to the Googles, it's a 5.5-hour drive, and that ain't that much. 350 miles.
There you go.
Each way. Just saying. I'm just saying. Or if you missed out last weekend and you're like, man, I'm going to do it this weekend. 1-800-827-GARY. 1-800-827-GARY.
Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo. 98.5 KLUC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.